just before Brother John comes. Let us sing that psalm. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be safe from mine enemies.
Several portions of scripture I'd like to read tonight, and I want to start the reading in the book of Acts, and it's chapter 16, and there's a few verses here, and tonight, if I stick to the plan, I will be trying to speak to you about when the Lord would open our hearts, and just a few thoughts tonight. And I know there's no heating on in the building. I wasn't really cold till I found that out. But I had an overcoat, and I said, "There's no way you're standing up there with an overcoat on you." So just, I'll try and be brief tonight. But the Lord bless you. I'd like to read from verse 12, and this is the story of Lydia, and it's the Apostle Paul, I believe, is speaking, and they're talking about their journey that they had, and I'm taking up the reading at verse 12 because it's appropriate. They're in Philippi, and they go out to the prayer meeting. And verse 12 says, "And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, Come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. We'll ask the Lord to bless his word. Our Father, tonight we thank you for your word. We know, Lord, it's blessed tonight, but we ask you to bless it to our hearts again. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and take the things of your word. And Lord, may we say the things that you want us to say. And may we have your thoughts tonight, Lord, and your knowledge tonight, Lord, and your light, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, the entrance of your word does give us light. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We ask you, Lord, to close us in with yourself tonight, Lord. And may you comfort our hearts, Lord, while we gather around your word again tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. You may have your seats. And I'm trying to bring something tonight concerning when the Lord opens our hearts. When the Lord opens our hearts, and you know, I've written down some things about when the Lord opens our hearts. And you know, this story really that I have read to you concerns this woman called Lydia. And there's a brief history of Lydia here. Now, there's certain things said about her. Her name, we've got her name. We have got her address, and we've got her occupation. Well, that sounds a bit like modern terms, nearly, doesn't it? We have her name, we have her address, and we have her occupation. She was a seller of purple, and she was called Lydia. The Bible says a certain woman, verse 14, named Lydia, a seller of purple, and of the city of Thyatira. I'm probably not saying that correct, but we've even got the place where she lives. And these is all facts about this woman. And they're all details about the woman. And then also something else about this woman. It says she worshipped God. So we have her name and address. We have her occupation. And also we're told that she worships God. And she's a worshipper. And all these things are good, and you know, but I want to say that these are all minor details. Now, maybe the fact that she worshipped God wasn't a minor detail, but there's another detail, and it's not a minor detail. It's a major detail. And that major detail is simply this. The Bible says and records here whose heart the Lord opened.
Amen.
Whose heart the Lord opened. You know, the Lord's the one that can open your heart. He's a heart opener. But not only is he the heart opener, he's the heart closer. He can close a heart. He can blind a heart. He can veil a heart. He can harden a heart. He hardened Pharaoh's heart, didn't he? The Bible says that Moses went in and done the signs and the wonders, but he told Moses, look, before you go, it's not going to affect Pharaoh because I'm going to harden his heart and he's not going to let the people go. So, you see, whenever Moses come in front of Pharaoh and done a miracle, showed him a supernatural sign, it had no effect on him. And you know, today there's people and supernatural signs and wonders doesn't have effect on them because their heart's so hard. And Jesus spoke about people's hearts who was hardened, and he said to the Pharisees, he says, they were talking about marriage and divorce, and he says, it was not so from the beginning, but because of the hardness of your heart, God allowed it to write a bill of divorcement because of the hardness of your heart. But I want you to notice here tonight that this woman had her heart opened.
Amen.
I'm glad that
Amen.
She had her heart opened, and I'm glad there's a time in your life when you received the Lord, you had your heart opened because God opened your heart. We never opened it ourselves. We didn't have that ability. God's the one that has the ability to open a heart or close it. He's the one that has the ability to veil a heart, to soften a heart. He's the one that can take away the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. He's the one that can soften your heart.
Amen.
And the Bible says he lives in your heart by faith.
Right.
And it says that, you know, something happens to you when God opens your heart. Let me say that tonight, that whenever God opens your heart, something takes place. What takes place when God opens your heart? Well, I'm going to tell you simply what takes place, in my own words, what takes place. You hear the voice of God. When God opens your heart, you hear from heaven.
Amen.
When God opens your heart, you receive light from God and knowledge from God. You receive something that God has for you. You receive part of the plan and purpose of God into your life, and you become a part of the plan of God, and you become a part of the purpose of God because God has opened your heart. And you see, until God opens your heart, you're going to be in darkness. Now, let me say this, and I'm going as quickly as I can. I've written these things down here. When the Lord opens our hearts, we will hear His voice. Now, when you hear the voice of God, whenever you hear the voice of God, you receive the knowledge of God. You receive the knowledge of God, because when you hear God's voice, God always tells you something, doesn't it? What's the use of hearing a voice if the voice doesn't communicate instructions or details or information? And, you know, if I phone you up on the phone and I just say, hello, and you say hello back, hello, John, what's wrong? And I just say, hello, 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 hello. And then you come out of the phone and somebody says, what did that man say? You say, he said hello. Didn't communicate anything else, did he? No, he just said, hello, hello, hello. Well, God doesn't only say hello, God gives you detailed information. God gives you light and God gives you knowledge. And when you have God's knowledge, you know what God is thinking. And you don't only know what God is thinking, but you know what God has planned. So you know what's ahead. You know what's coming in the future. Now we know tonight that Jesus is coming. We know tonight what has happened. And we have a good idea of what is going to happen. Why is that? Because God has given us knowledge and God has given us light. Now you say, John, I want you to prove that to me from the scripture. Well, by the grace of God tonight, we'll try to see something a little here from the scriptures that would go down them lines, and maybe we'll look at some one or two, just one character for time's sake tonight, where you received knowledge from God and got instruction. Now, it said the Lord, now before I leave this woman, Lydia, it says, whose heart the Lord opened. And she attended unto those things which were spoken of Paul. Now you see, when the Lord of the Lord opens anyone's heart, there's a response to the Word of God. There's a response to the Word of God when your heart's open. And you see, unless your heart is opened, there's going to be no response to the Word. No matter how much Word you hear, no matter how much preaching you hear or how many sermons you listen to, unless the Lord opens your heart, you will never have any response. You will never attend to anything that you're told. It'll be like water running off a duck, as the saying was. But the Bible says here that she attended to the things that Paul spoke. Now I want to say tonight, and briefly tell you, I'm not going to go down that road, but whenever Paul preached, he preached Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
He says, I desire to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And this woman was a worshipper of God, but even though she was a worshipper of God, she probably had never heard the name Jesus in her life until she heard the Apostle Paul preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And the Bible tells me that the Lord opened her heart, and I believe Paul preached the gospel.
Amen.
Paul preached the gospel, and when Paul preached the gospel, the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. And when this woman heard the gospel, and I believe it was for the first time, and whenever Paul preached the gospel, he preached it from the Old Testament.
Right.
He didn't have the New Testament. He preached it from the Old Testament, and he preached
from the Old Testament. He preached the gospel from the Old Testament. He preached the crucifixion from the Old Testament. He preached the resurrection of the dead from the Old Testament. And he preached the baptism of the Holy Ghost from the Old Testament. And he preached the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ from the Bible, from the Old Testament. He preached the Word of God. And this woman had her heart opened. And when she had her heart opened, she wasn't going to leave that meeting till she got through to God. When she had her heart opened, she met with the Savior. When she had her heart opened, she had a response to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm moving on. I want you to turn with me, please, to 2 Corinthians. And the second book of Corinthians. And it's chapter 3, and briefly chapter 3, it's only one verse, and also a verse in chapter 4. And it's 3:15, and it's Paul's talking here about Moses, and he's talking about the children of Israel, and he's talking about the glory of God. And in verse 15 you read these words, "But even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart." So when the veil's on the heart, there's no light can get in there. If we come in here tonight and we hid under a veil, you'll not see no light. If anything's veiled, it's hid. There's a veil, and there's a veil on their heart tonight. There's a veil on the children of Israel's heart tonight when Moses is read and they don't see Christ. And you know, tonight, sad to say, it's not only a veil on the children of Israel tonight, but there's a veil on this world tonight. There's a veil on people tonight about Christmas. They've got an idea what Christmas is, haven't they? They've got an idea about what a gift is. But they've no idea about the gift of God, which is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because there's a veil on their heart. There's nothing can get in there. There's no light can strike it because there's a veil on it. You know, God puts it on, God can take it off.
Amen.
But let me say this, when God takes it off, you'll have the knowledge of God. Now I'm going to try and bring that. Listen to chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. And it's handy for me and my Bible. It's just on the same page. Listen to what Paul says now in verse 5. I'm reading verse 5 because it's a great verse. And verse 5 says, "For we preach not ourselves." You know, today there's people preaching themselves. They're preaching themselves. I done this and I done that and I done something else. We do this and we do that and we don't do that and we do this and we do that. I do, I do, I do, I do. It's like a wedding ceremony nearly. I do. I will. I do. But Paul says we don't preach ourselves. You see, we have nothing to offer.
Amen.
We don't know it all. We might think we do, but the Bible says we know nothing as we ought to know. But he says we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Now that's the attitude that Paul had. And listen to what he says in verse 6. He says, "For God." Now, for God, that's the key there.
Amen.
For God. For God what? For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts.
Amen.
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, you know what I believe? I believe when the Lord shines into your heart, you get the light. And it's shining. The lights are shining.
Amen.
When the light shines in your heart, you became the light of the world. Hallelujah. You've got light in your heart tonight because of Jesus.
Amen.
You've got light in your heart tonight because God commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. Where was the darkness? The darkness is in this world. The epistle of John says the whole world lieth in darkness. Says the whole world lieth in wickedness. But ye are the light of the world. is that knowledge? That's the knowledge of God. It says, have shined in our hearts. God, for God. Now, he's the one that shines the light. God shines the light. God's the one that came to us when we were in darkness. He's the one that came and sought us when we were in darkness, and he shined the light. Now listen to this. It says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts, glory to God, to give the light of the knowledge. Give the light of the knowledge. Give the light of the understanding. Give the light of the thoughts of God. Give the light of the manifestation of the truth of God, that God is wanting to portray to you, that God's wanting to bring you to this knowledge. God wants you to know something. God wants you to know that he sent his son to die for you. God wants you to know that his blood still avails for sin.
Amen.
God wants you to know he still has mercy tonight. God wants you to know he can still fill the Holy Ghost tonight. He can still heal the sick tonight. He can still raise the dead. That's the knowledge of God. You see, it's not the knowledge of a scientist. It's the knowledge of God. And you see a world today that's relying wholly upon a scientific thing. The knowledge of a scientist. We're going to do what the scientists say. No, we're not. We're going to do what the Word of God says.
Amen.
We're going to do what the Lord says. We're going to want to have the leading of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We're going to have the light of the Word upon us.
Amen.
We're going to walk as the children of light. We are the children of light, not the children of darkness.
Yeah. Right.
We're not in darkness. The Bible says that the day of the Lord should come upon us unawares. Hallelujah, we've seen the sign. We've seen a super sign.
Amen.
When we're ready, we've got the wedding garment on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you see this light that I'm trying to talk to you about? And this knowledge that I'm trying to talk to you about, the Bible says it's of the glory of God. God will get the glory from it. Not a man. No man is to get God's glory.
Amen.
God said, my glory I'll not share with another.
Amen.
But God shines a light into your heart and to give you knowledge, and so the glory goes back to him.
Yes.
To God be the glory, great
Amen.
Things he has
Amen.
Done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all would go in. Hallelujah. God's going to be glorified.
Yes. Amen.
I love him tonight. Praise his holy name. For God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. It says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It means when Jesus came, it was for the glory of God. Everything that Jesus done was for God's glory.
Amen.
He says, I only do what the Father shows me.
Right.
It's not me that does the works, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. But Jesus said, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. So God has given us his word tonight, he's given us his light, and I believe he has given us his knowledge. Now, you're listening well, and the time's flying on well too, and don't worry, I'm soon coming. And I'm going to get Guy to come back and sing, and then maybe Guy will sing and we might pray. And then the pastor's going to come, and he might preach for 2 hours when he comes, but I don't mind. What I want to say, we're moving again in the scripture. And I want you to turn with me to Matthew's Gospel in his chapter 1. And you know, there were some things said from this. Tommy mentioned this. And I think Samuel mentioned it. And you know, I had some thoughts about it myself recently. And I was just thinking about the scene where baby Jesus come, where was Mary, and the baby Jesus, Mary was expecting the baby. And I believe that this is a great example here. This is having an example of the knowledge of God. I believe this. Now, you say, John, what are you talking about now? Verse 18, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When Asa's mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Now listen to verse 20. I want you know these things all without me telling you. But God knows what you're thinking. God knows tonight what you're thinking about. He knows what you're thinking about. He knows the word before it's in your mouth. And it says, but while he thought on these things, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. Sorry, I'm turning two pages together. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. You know, the Bible says that Joseph was a just man, and he was thinking about Mary. And you know, I've thought about Mary and how that the angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her what would take place. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel said how the Holy Ghost would overshadow her, and she would conceive in her womb and bring forth a son, and they would call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. And Mary received them things, and you know, whenever Mary received them, the Bible tells us that she went to her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was expecting John the Baptist, and Elizabeth was 6 months expecting at that time. And Mary goes to Elizabeth, and she stays for 3 months. She stays till the baby's born and about to be born. And can you imagine Mary? Did she see Joseph before she went, or did she not see him? But we know that she must have saw him when she came back. And when she comes to Joseph, imagine she's coming down to Joseph and she's 3 months expecting the baby. And Joseph's not willing to make her a public example, because the Bible talks about his wife, but really and truly we know they were only engaged. It was an engagement, wasn't it? She was a spouse to him. She was promised to him. She had made a vow, and he had made a vow. And then she comes along and she has to tell him the news. But when she tells him the news, you know, God must have opened his heart. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a man and he's in love with a woman? Now why did God, or why did Joseph marry Mary? Did you ever ask yourself that? Well, I'm sure she was a lovely young woman. That's good enough reason. But that's not the reason. That's not the reason. The reason we have read the reason.
Amen.
The Bible says, while he thought on these things, hallelujah. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Now there's the knowledge of God.
Amen.
There's the knowledge of God. There's the light shining into his heart. Who could Joseph go and ask about this? What man on earth could he go till and ask? What rabbi could he ask? What minister? No disrespect to any minister tonight. What man of God could he go tell? He couldn't go to any. There wasn't any. There may have been old Simeon in the temple, or there may have been old Anna in the temple, in the synagogue. Some old person maybe would have told him. But who could he go and ask? He couldn't ask anybody. But God had the answer. And he went to bed that night, and he dreamed. special.
Amen.
Because you mightn't be afraid. And the angel said, fear not. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Joseph didn't need to ask anybody after that. He had the knowledge of God and he had the light of God. And the Bible says he awoke out of his sleep and took unto him his wife Mary. Went and got married. He went and tied the knot. I tell you, what was it for? It was to the glory of God. You know, you've listened well. The time has gone, and you know, I'm just running over these things tonight, but you know, there's always a response to the glory of the Lord. There's always a response to God's glory. Now, this is my final statement here I'm going to read you tonight. It's the book of Hosea, and it's chapter 6. I'm just beside it here. Hosea, and it's chapter 6, and it's easy to remember. It's chapter 6 and it's verse 6. Now, listen to what the Lord says here. He says, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. That's why the Savior had to come.
Amen.
That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. Because the Lord said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. The knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. You know, whenever Joseph woke out of his sleep and he went and he said, right, I'm going to go down, I'm going to get Mary, and I'm going to go and get married. That was the knowledge of God.
Amen.
That was the light shining into his heart. That's why he done it. I know I'm sure he loved Mary, and I'm sure Mary loved him. But it was God that said, go down and go on, marry that woman. God can speak to you, you know.
Amen.
And when God speaks to you and when God tells you something, you don't need somebody else. You don't need to ask anybody else. You just stay with what the Lord says. You do what he said to do.
Amen.
No matter what anybody else tells you, if you know he spoke to you and told you something, you stay with it. Don't you deviate off to the left or off to the right. But thank the Lord for the day and hour when he opened our hearts.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Now, it's just going 25 past for me. I'm going to take the liberty to ask Gary to come. I know we maybe don't usually do this, but I'm going to ask Gary to come, and I'm going to ask him to lead us in worship for a couple of songs. Then we'll have a short time of prayer. Tommy, is that okay? Well, it's just 25 past for me. I'm not sure if my watch is just 100%, but look, we'll stay a while and we'll seek the Lord. And the Lord bless you tonight. And thank you for listening. Praise the Lord. Maybe Gary will come, and if you have something, Gary, or if you want to sing or lead us in a couple of choruses,
Amen.
And we'll just come right and
we can try to sing that in course. All is well, all is well. We've heard the message from him. All